I'm Natalie.
And I'm Paul. Welcome to God Hates Fangs True Blood podcast.
This week we'll be discussing our 10 best and 10 worst things about season 4 of True Blood.
Okay, but we're going to start with some listeners' comments. Over to you, Nat.
First up is a comment from Carlin who said, you know, these very conservative types like Steve Newlin usually turn out to be closet homosexuals. The now vampire Steve Newlin has less inhibitions and wants some of that Jason pie.
Yes.
I think, yeah. Yeah, I can go along with that.
Yeah, I can say, yeah.
Yeah, he always had the hots for Jason. Now he can.
Now he can
act on that.
Now he can bite him and get Jason dreaming about him.
Yeah. No, Jason's got to drink his blood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, yes. Okay, another listener's comment from Jordan and says, I just listened to your season finale podcast and thought I'd explain Teen Mum 2 for you. It's the second season of an MTV reality show that follows the story of a few teenage mothers raising their kids. It's actually a spin-off of a show called 16 and Pregnant, which follows the girls during their pregnancies.
Okay, thank you for that information.
And as it happens, 16 and Pregnant is actually on now.
It's actually on TV right now.
That's
for the weekend, right.
That's probably not the best listening for you guys, but...
Every time we've had this conversation.
Yeah, let's turn that off.
Yeah, it's quite depressing.
Okay, but yeah, if you've got any comments or want to give us some ideas or give us some stuff to just listen to or check out, yeah, then you contact us on Facebook, Twitter, email, or at the website.
Yeah. Okay, shall we start with our number 10 worst thing about season 4? We're going to do this in reverse order like last year.
Mm.
Okay, so number 10 worst thing is Sam being detached from the other characters.
Yeah, Sam's storyline didn't really have anything to do with the main plot this season, did it?
No, he didn't get kind of screen time with the other A-listers. There was a couple of Sam and Sookie scenes, but
that was sort of near the end, though, weren't they? Near the end of it.
I think she saw him at the start, didn't she?
Oh yeah,
in the episode 1, maybe 2.
Was that Tommy Sam? She saw Tommy Sam.
Oh yeah, no, she saw Tommy Sam as well, didn't she? But apart from that, there's not been. I mean, he didn't see. He was not involved in the vampires in any way.
No. So, but he got a lot of Luna action.
Yeah, so yeah.
So, well,
we like the introduction of Luna. It's a shame that Sam didn't interact with, and with Marnie and with the big showdown with the witches. I kind of thought it'd be like Marianne, where Sam would become involved as well.
Yeah, but we didn't need Sam for that. We needed him
not.
For other stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so
our number 10 best thing about season 4.
Number 10 best thing is less peripheral characters.
Yes, there's less kind of, I don't know.
Less kind of red shirts.
Less Tara's mum, less...
Yeah.
Oh, who's that horrible slutty woman that used to sit in the bar? Jane Bodehouse. We haven't seen her for like 2 seasons. Where's she gone?
It seems like there's more screen time for the characters that we love. The main characters.
Yeah, we don't need to know about what everybody in Bontemps is getting up to, really, do we?
Do you think there was less new characters introduced this season?
Yeah, it seemed like there was like a million new characters last season, season 3.
And season 2.
Yeah, so there was... And also there were more characters killed off this season.
Should we name some more?
Debbie.
Tommy.
Marnie.
Marcus.
Melinda and Jolie.
Jesus.
Maybe Tara.
Oh, yeah, maybe Tara.
Maybe.
Nan Flanagan.
All of the Area 5 sheriffs, apart from Eric.
And also, this season, everything was set in Bontemps or Shreveport.
Yeah, there was no like road trips to Texas or Mississippi.
Oh,
there was
a road trip to Mexico.
Oh, God, there was, wasn't there? Yeah. No, that was cool, actually. That was only a brief road trip.
Yeah,
it wasn't like in season 2, Sookie and Bill and Eric were all in Texas for just like about 5 episodes, it seemed.
This was a there and back in 20 minutes type of trip.
Yeah, so it meant the storytelling was tighter and more focused on the main characters.
Okay, so number 9, the worst thing, number 9. What are we saying for that, Nat?
Not enough flashbacks.
Not enough flashbacks.
We love the flashbacks. There wasn't enough flashbacks. There was the 80s flashback.
The 80s punk flashback was...
That was awesome. That was probably...
That was the only...
That was one of my favourite scenes ever in True Blood, I think.
From sort of Antonia, that was the only kind of main character flashback, wasn't
it? Yeah, there was the witch burning scenes with the other sheriff died.
But it wasn't enough of it, was there?
No, I wanted some more like Eric and Pam backstory. I thought it was a shame that Eric didn't feature in the flashbacks to the witches.
Yeah,
I thought it would have been cool if he was involved in that somehow.
But where would he have been at that at that time.
I mean, in the comics, it said that he was around in. He's old enough, obviously, and he was in Italy around, when was it, like 1700?
Yeah.
According to the comics, so it would have made sense for him to be involved as well, I thought.
But the comics, that's another podcast.
Yeah, that's a future podcast.
So the best, number nine, I'd say less Tara whining.
Yes. Tara, a big complaint from previous seasons.
Tara seemed a lot stronger and more like a sort of mouthy season one self.
Yeah, we like that Tara, and there seemed like there was more of her this season.
Do you think she looked hotter?
Yeah, her hair was better. Definitely better hair.
And do you know what she didn't mention? Eggs.
Yep, she mentioned rape lots of times, but she didn't mention eggs.
Which is bloody good.
Yeah. And hopefully if she sticks around, we'll see her kind of improving again.
Hopefully. Who knows?
I think there's still room for some more Tara improvement. Number eight, worst thing, Sookie and Eric. I don't think they've got enough chemistry. I'm sorry, I know people like them together because...
There was too much cheese.
There was just too much cheese, wasn't there? And Eric was too childlike and Sookie was all maternal towards him. And
It was a bit weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a bit creepy and motherly. And no, it didn't... I don't know. I know a lot of people are really invested in that relationship, but I just wasn't feeling it.
It's not like when Spike got with Buffy, is it?
There's
no spoiler there.
Sorry if you've not watched all of Buffy.
Yeah.
But yeah, when Spike got with Buffy, it was like, yes! Come on! But then there'd been a lot more build-up, I think. What was that? Was that season five or six?
Three and a half seasons of build-up.
Yeah. Well, no, there's all the time when they were just Mortal Enemies before
that.
Well,
yeah.
So it's like six, I'm sure it's season six.
They came
six.
In halfway through season two, didn't they? Spike and...
Drusilla. Yeah, so I didn't... So apologies. I know a lot of people are fans of the Eric-Sookie pairing, but I think it doesn't work as well in the show as it did in the books.
In what way?
I don't know. Because I think because he was too childlike, it seemed wrong.
Did it feel like the sex scenes were there to... sort of please Eric's fans and fans of the book, would they have got off?
Yeah,
on
there would have been like a big outcry if there hadn't been loads of Eric and Sookie scenes, but I don't know. It felt there was something forced about it. I don't know. I think maybe because I don't think Eric's been as nice to Sookie in the show as he was in the books. He did more nice things for her, which made it more convincing.
Oh, what sort of things? Sort of like run her a hot bath or bring her flowers?
No, he got a drive done and. Yeah, no, there was something. Right. When he sent her, like when he bought her a microwave and that, it just seemed kind of creepy.
Yeah,
it didn't seem right.
A bit sinister.
Yeah.
Okay, so number eight, the best. Lafayette and Jesus.
Favourite couple, I think.
Favourite couple.
Favourite couple in the show is Lafayette and Jesus.
Would you say great acting from both of them?
Yep, great performances from both actors. And Jesus is a character that was introduced quite late on, but he's
Yeah, he fitted in quickly.
Yeah, he did. He grew on us.
he fitted in quickly into the...
Yeah.
Great chemistry between them.
Yeah, and that's two straight actors playing a gay couple really convincingly.
And
they're just both lovable, and it's sad that we're not going to see more of Jesus. On the other hand, of course there's going to be Ghost Jesus.
Yeah. Ghost Jesus is good, but...
Maybe Lafayette... was cooler and kind of more, I don't know. He was funnier, I think, when he was single. I think Lafayette wasn't as funny this season.
Yeah, but he had more serious stuff.
But he had a more heavy story.
But he wasn't locked in a dungeon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, number seven worst. Eric being a bit of a pussy when he had amnesia.
Yeah, badass Eric. It's way cooler.
Yeah, at first it was really amusing when he got amnesia and that he was so naive. But then I missed evil Eric.
Was Eric a pussy in the books?
I don't think he was. I think the books made it more clear that he was still dangerous. I mean, we had a couple of instances, like when he ripped the witch's heart out in the cemetery. But I think it was kind of more obvious in the books that although he had amnesia, he was still essentially a dangerous vampire. He wasn't...
Wasn't so childlike then.
Yeah, no, he was still an adult in the books.
Okay, number seven, best. Jessica and Jason.
Yeah.
Is are the people up for that relationship, or are people down on Hoyt? Like,
I don't know.
Hoyt.
I was skeptical at first because I did really like Jessica and Hoyt together.
I mean, as cute as a couple they were together. There seems like there's more sort of sexual tension between Jessica and Jason.
Yeah, and I think it's cool that him being involved with her brings him close to the vampire world.
Yes.
And gets him more involved with that. If we're not going to have the panther thing coming up, then he needs... I don't know. Then I don't know what they're going to do with his character.
Do you think the panther thing is going to come up?
Ooh. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that in a minute.
It kind of makes sense that someone as open-minded as Jason would date a vampire, and he would also be okay with strangers drinking, with her drinking from strangers.
Yes, as opposed to Hoyt, who's kind of a down-to-earth Christian boy, who just wouldn't be in for all that craziness.
Oh, poor Hoyt.
Poor Hoyt.
But hopefully good things have come for Hoyt.
Hopefully, well. I think he's a marked man from now on.
You think?
Yeah.
Is that your...
That's my prediction. I reckon Hoyt will die next season.
Wow.
I think.
You heard it here first, guys.
No, I've got no proof of that. That's just a theory. That's pure speculation on my part. Anyway, number six, worst thing. All the threesome weirdness. It's just creepy and weird and wrong. We're open-minded people, but...
There was just something that seemed wrong about the whole thing.
It didn't
really seem believable, did it?
No, I don't believe that Sookie would love two men equally in that way.
I think if you're Bill, I think you'd be a bit pissed off more. I think you'd be more pissed off if you was Bill than Eric, because Bill would think, well, hang on, I had quite a long-term relationship and was about to get engaged and married.
Yeah.
And Eric lost his memory for a week, and you love him as much? What's going on?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. I think in... I don't know. In the books, it seemed... She didn't kind of love both of them at the same time. Like, Bill was totally out of the picture at this point. And then, obviously, there's the fact that Eric... after Eric got his memories back in the books, he didn't remember all the period that he'd spent with Sookie while he had amnesia. So then it took a further... I don't know, like... Well, if that's book four, then it was like book seven or eight by the time she admits that she loves him. It seemed too soon.
So they've cut all that out.
Obviously, it's not going to be like eight seasons. Yeah. Probably not.
So, and at the end of the day, she's just left them both.
I know.
It's a bit of wolf action, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Come on, woman. You've got like two of the hottest guys on earth fighting over you. Just make a decision.
Eric or Bill.
Or based on looks.
No, just based on what you know.
I think, I don't know, from Sookie's perspective, I would say Bill, because I don't think personality-wise, her and Eric, maybe sexually, yeah, but I don't think, I can't imagine them kind of wanting the same things long-term. Sookie's kind of an old-fashioned girl at heart, I think, and so is Bill. Not an old-fashioned girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you're saying Bill's the one for Sookie?
I think that's how it's going to end, yeah. I'm not prepared to sleep with Eric, sure, but I don't know. It doesn't ring true for them to have kind of hopes of something long term.
And long term in their eyes is long term.
Yeah, I mean, Eric's a guy that owns a nightclub and likes to sleep with loads of women and is cool and awesome. But I don't know, him and Sookie. What do you think?
I think 16 and pregnant's finished and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air just came on.
You're just distracted by Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Just not leave the TV on while we're podcasting.
Okay, number six, best. And that is Pam having more screen time and her own story.
Yes, face rot Pam, we like.
She's pretty much one of the most popular characters in the books, is that correct?
Yes. And she's pretty similar to in the books as well, I think. She's got the same kind of attitude, and even the way her clothes are explained, like she wears all the rubber gear when she's working in Fantasia, but otherwise she's wearing like all these pastel colours and kind of mumsy outfits. That's similar. I think she's supposed to be about 19 though in the books, so obviously they've changed that, yeah.
We don't know how old she is in
the... I don't know how old Kristen Bauer is.
No.
38? I'm going to guess 38. That's my random guess.
Yeah, I'm with you. 38.
Yes, okay, that's our guess. But yeah, but obviously if they'd cast a 19-year-old, then a 19-year-old would age more significantly in a short space of time.
Yes.
As opposed to someone, you kind of, I don't know, you stay looking similar throughout your 30s, don't you? Well, yeah, unless you're unlucky.
Okay, number five, worst.
People are just healed too easily by the V.
Yes, it means that there's less drama, doesn't it?
Yeah, if someone's injured, it's not so much tension because you think, well, okay, they can just get some V and they're not going to die. Everything's going to be okay.
I think the biggest example from last season was Sookie getting shot.
Yeah, it's like Sookie's shot, but it doesn't matter. We know she's going to be all right. There's no worry there.
Is that what we're thinking about Tara?
Well, Tara's got half her head missing, so that's a different scenario, I think.
Yes. So, calm down, dishing out the V.
Yeah, we've got to come up with some way that, I don't know, maybe it turns out there's some weird virus transmitted by it, or it becomes super addictive, or there's something goes wrong that means that they become less reliant on that. Tommy rejected it, didn't he, when he was dying? Sam could have called up Bill and sorted him some V, but Tommy chose not to.
Yeah.
So maybe we should have more characters.
Bad choice.
Turn him down.
Bad choice, Tommy.
Mind you, I suppose if no one got healed by the V, then we'd have loads of people wearing bandages and spending lots of time in hospital and stuff, which would be tedious.
It'd be like Torchwood.
It'd be, yeah. Yeah. Like, come on, get out of hospital already.
I don't know if you guys have seen Torchwood, but...
Yeah, there was like five episodes set in the hospitals. Oh, tedious. So boring.
I know, I enjoyed it.
It was good overall, but all the... I pick up a book and read during the hospital scenes. It's like, ugh.
Okay. Moving on. So, number five, best. And we've put skinwalking.
Yeah, skinwalking.
Skinwalking. It gave Tommy's character more edge.
Yeah, Tommy was quite unpopular last season, wasn't he? In season three, he was a douchebag. He was still a douchebag in season four.
Yeah, as I said, I think he's quite unpopular in this season.
Yeah,
but
it did gave him edge, didn't it?
It gave him a little sort of comedy element when he...
Yeah, when he stole Maxine's pants and stuff. And it gave Sam Trammell and Dale Rail, who plays Maxine... a chance to really show off their acting skills when they were acting as Tommy in their skins.
Yes. Dal Rat Rao.
Rail?
Rail. Dal Rat Rao.
A tongue twister name.
I was going to say that. It's an awesome name. I can't even say it.
I think it was interesting they added another element to the Shifters mythology that it tied in with the Native American mythology via Luna. That was interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting. There'd be more on that as Luna and Sam are together now.
Yeah, because we know that Luna can skinwalk as well, and maybe Sam's going to end up killing another shifter and possibly gaining that power. Hey, we didn't see much of the other shifters, did we? They introduced all these other shifter characters at the start. We didn't see much of them. I wanted to know more about them.
A black dude and a...
And a lady with blonde hair.
Yeah.
I can't remember either of their names.
We need more of them.
I want to know more about them.
Yeah, that's it. Sam and Luna got it on. It's like, hey, who needs a shifter meeting now? We're okay.
Yeah, exactly. I want to see more shifters uniting. Okay, so number four, worst. Andy Belfleur being wasted on a V addiction storyline.
For a season.
That dragged out for so long. He's a really awesome actor.
It was kind of a rehash of the addiction storylines that Jason had.
Yeah, and Amy and Debbie and Coot and whoever else has been addicted to V.
How much V addiction can you have in a series?
It's an interesting idea that people become addicted to vampire blood, sure, but don't waste Andy on it. He's awesome. He's a really cool character, and I don't know. And obviously, I mean, there's hope for him because towards the end he became involved with the fairies, which is a good twist.
And with Holly.
And with Holly, yeah, there's that to come. And there's also the fact that he's related to Bill, so that is probably going to come out at some point. It was just loads of episodes where all we'd see Andy do was bumble about
and get pissed off with Sam
and get high and try and find some drugs and then lose his drugs and then get caught with his drugs and there's more to him than that.
Yeah, we didn't like Andy like that. So good on you that you've cleaned up Andy.
Yeah,
keep it that way for next season. Okay, number four, best, and we're going for Marnie and Tonya.
Yeah, Marnie /Antonia. Montonia.
Montonia.
It was nice to have a dual villain.
Montonia, sounds a bit like Lutalica.
Lutalica.
Which, if you don't know, it's Lou Reed and Metallica. Mm. They've got together and they've recorded an album together.
Yes, this is very exciting for us.
So back to Montonia.
Yeah, Montonia. Yeah, so yeah, she was the pair of them were a worthy replacement as an antagonist after Russell last season.
It's good to have a dual villain, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's good.
And it was a great performance from Fiona Shaw, who obviously had a lot of work to do, as she was talking. She's Irish, and she was talking in a Southern accent half the time and a Spanish accent the other half of the time, and doing all sorts of crazy shit.
I believe from what you're telling me about the books, was Marnie like a werewolf or something?
Yeah, the witches. I think all the witches were like werewolves and shifters. We've got enough werewolf and shifter action. We don't need to make the witches shifters as well. That's too much.
Is there more shifters coming? Is there any news of new type animal shifters there? Or
I don't know. It's kind of thin on the ground for season 5 information.
So no were owls.
No were owls. Oh, they cut the were owls out from the book. I liked the were owl. That was in book 3.
That's for real, is it? Oh, right, you must have told me that, because I wouldn't have... I just thought I'd make it up.
Okay, yeah, were owl, of course. Yeah, and also Marnie was young in the books, in book 4.
Oh.
Whereas I thought it was more interesting to make her an older woman.
And what, yeah, and as we said before, Fiona Shaw, what a great actress.
Yeah. And yeah, also it was good that in the book, the reason for... Her motivation for giving Eric amnesia is that she's in love with him and really infatuated with him, and she wants money off him as well or something, and it's to make him give her money and sleep with her or something. And that didn't, I don't know, that wouldn't make sense in the show, I don't think. It was better that there was this long-standing grudge against all vampires.
Yes.
Because then that brought them into the storyline as well. That meant there was more threat to the vampires than it just being about Eric.
I bet them vampires are glad to get them chains off them every night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're glad they're not. They haven't got to go through that bullshit every night, every day anymore.
Okay, number 3, worst. Too much time spent on the ghost subplot. Would you agree?
Yeah, it was intriguing at first with the doll and the
and then
pyrotechnics and whatnot, but then...
And it kind of petered out into... Oh...
Yeah, and it just ate up too much screen time that could have been used for crazy vampire stuff.
But then was that a way of sort of showing Lafayette's mediumship?
Yeah, but they didn't need to drag it out. I suppose they did, because otherwise he would get involved too soon. And
all of a sudden he'd have this power and he could...
They needed it in that respect, but it just seemed like it went on for so long.
And it kind of, to me, it seemed like when he wasn't sure if it was the baby or the doll, it kind of seems that that's wasted, that it just turned out sort of be a ghost lady that...
Yeah, I mean, it's like what we used to say with Lost. Sometimes when you'd learnt the truth behind the mysteries, it was less interesting than when it was just some weird shit going on.
Yeah.
I like just having weird shit going on.
Like Carnival.
Carnival, yeah. Well, we're probably not going to find out what's going on there, because they cancelled that.
Oh, that's bad news. How many seasons?
2 seasons, and then they cancelled it.
So
we're not going to know what was going on.
Yeah, guys, check out Carnival.
Yeah, it's good. Carnival, by the way, is a good programme to watch while True Blood's not on. A good substitute. Even if it's got no ending.
Oh. But some people said that Lost kind of had no ending.
Yeah.
But hey, maybe it's better just to watch 2 seasons instead of 6.
Yeah. Before you get too invested in things.
Okay, so number 3, best.
The increase in insight into the authority and the AVL.
Yes.
Yeah, remember we've got more Nan Flanagan, and she's a really cool character.
But is this building the authority up? Is this...
Well, that's the thing. If we see who they are, they might get less interesting. That's what we were saying.
The authority is not a book thing, is that correct?
No, this is totally new to the show. And I like it because it kind of makes it feel like the show's building up to some big revelation.
Mm.
Like going back to Lost, like
yes.
we were thinking for a few seasons, who the hell's this Jacob guy? Now in True Blood we're thinking, so who are this authority? And what's the deal? What's motivating them? What are these factions? What are the kind of tensions?
Who's heading in the authority?
Yeah, who's the man behind the curtain?
It's another good thing. More Nan Flanagan this season, wasn't there?
Yeah, she became a season regular. She was in most episodes, wasn't she?
It's a shame to see her perish at the end there.
Yeah, I mean, she'd been in it since... She was in the first episode, wasn't she? So she was in it for the long haul. Onto our number two worst thing. The Panther stuff. Everyone hates the Panther stuff. And it seemed pointless, and it ended abruptly, and it was like... what was all that about then?
I mean, the gang rape, that was quite gross.
Yeah.
And Jason doesn't really seem that bothered.
He doesn't know. He's not got any sort of trauma going on there, has he? He's recovered from it fine.
Because that would be quite a trauma, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, maybe not if you're Jason Stackhouse. Maybe that's what they're showing.
But all the even the other stuff, like when he was escaping.
Yeah,
And smashing.
Oh, yeah, he killed Felton, didn't he? Yeah, I forgot he killed Felton.
So...
And then it seemed crazy that he didn't even turn after all that build-up.
And then
it didn't happen.
Are they saving that for next season? Does it take longer?
Well, that's true that it's not until book 5 that he turns. But it is supposed to be the next full moon after the attack.
Mm.
And we've had a full moon. So you'd think it would be logical for the full moon to be the time that it emerges.
And will there be Jason babies? Jason Panther babies?
Yeah, but they'd have to have like a jump of 9 months again. If we had another jump forward for a year.
That's a good prediction. Will we have a jump forward? Oh, no, we probably won't.
No,
we?
Not between seasons. Yeah. I don't think they'll between seasons 4 and 5.
Because of...
That's just going to... Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to carry straight on.
So maybe Sookie will go to Fairyland again.
And maybe there is time for Panther Man.
Yeah. Panther Man, it's happening. It's going to happen. I suppose it would have been too predictable. Because it's such a known fact from the books, and so many people know it from reading spoilers, that he turns in the books. Maybe it makes it too predictable to have that happen in the show as well.
But then why do it all? If he's just going to have a sort of damp squid ending.
No, there's got to be something else involving the Panthers at some point. Hopefully the Sky People. Ghost Mama and Ghost Daddy.
Yeah, that's what I want.
More on that. That was the most interesting thing about the Panther storyline this season.
Yeah, that's just like one scene. But that
yeah, that was the coolest part.
Yeah, that was. Okay, number two best. And that is King Bill. King Bill.
King Bill, yeah, he kicked ass as king. He was a good monarch. Yeah, because in the fourth book, Bill just goes to Peru and he isn't really seen up until the final confrontation with the witches. So it kind of felt like he was wasted.
He's not in the fourth book?
Well, he's just in it right at the end.
Oh.
And Bill doesn't really crop up much in the books from book 3 onwards. There's not much Bill in them at all. He's more of a peripheral character.
So do you think this season it gave more depth to Bill's character?
Yeah, because we saw his past actions in a new light, knowing what we know. Particularly that he'd worked for Sophie Anne as a procurer for like 30 years. And before, I kind of thought, is that out of character for him? That he would... Is it true, all this stuff that he's saying about how he feels about humans, or is that just a bluff to get with Sookie? But now we kind of see that he was undercover when he was working for Sophie Anne, so that kind of makes that more forgivable, that he was kind of going out murdering humans for her for like 30 odd years.
Do you think he kind of appeared as the underdog?
Yeah, up until this point he'd been subservient to Eric and other vampires. So this was kind of an interesting role reversal to see what he'd do if he was in charge of them.
Would it still be King Bill?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I reckon... I suppose... No, well, he's not going to die unless they strip him of his throne. Depends. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Okay, so number one, worst.
I'm sorry, but Sookie isn't likeable enough as a lead character.
Oof.
I don't think I'm alone in saying that. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do agree. But what is it that's so annoying about her?
I don't know, she just does such stupid things. And I think surely you'd think first.
Is she more likeable in the books?
I think she's more cautious in the books. She comes across like she's kind of weighing up the repercussions of her actions more.
I like Sookie in season one.
Yeah.
I'm thinking... I don't know.
I don't think she's... I think she does cool things a lot of the time, but then...
It's just is it just the Eric and Bill thing that you think, ugh?
Yeah, maybe. Or, I don't know.
That she's a fairy,
think,
or...
No, that doesn't. No, I kind of like the light throwing thing. I think that's pretty cool. And the mind reading. I like that element of her. So I don't know. She just seems self-centered, I think.
Does she? Yeah.
She should be thinking more about. I don't know. She seemed like she was pretty indifferent to Jason with the whole getting raped by a load of panther women thing. I know, and he didn't even tell her about it, did he?
No.
But she knew that he'd been kidnapped, and she kind of.
Well, no. Didn't seem that bothered.
No. Did she know? She did know, didn't she?
Yeah.
She knew that there was something up with him.
I don't know if he told her, though.
Oh, yeah, no, he told her that he was going to turn into a panther, and he was really worried, and she just seemed really not bothered.
Yeah, she was just going through. That's when they were walking through the woods, wasn't it? And then she kind of bumps
yeah, she got laid by Eric. That's why she lost interest. Mm. Oh, yeah, I remember now. Let's see. Do you see what I mean, though?
Do you think it's similar to the situation with Jack Shepherd in Lost?
Yeah, actually, no, Sook is a lot... Compared to Jack, Sook is a lot more likeable than Jack from Lost.
Where he's like the handsome...
He should be the handsome leading man, but he's just an annoying douchebag for like 5 seasons. But then he redeemed himself, didn't he?
We did start liking Jack towards the end.
Yeah,
didn't
he got cool towards the end. Yeah. So I think there's
that's just the way the character. Obviously, it's the way the character's written.
Yeah.
But
yeah, oh yeah, no disrespect to Anna Paquin because I think she's
what would make great actress. Sookie cooler then? What would sort it out?
I don't know. She shot Debbie in the face. That was a good start.
Hey, she was cooler in season 3 when she dressed up as a biker chick. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, sleuthing Sookie. That's what I said before. More sleuthing Sookie.
Sleuthing Sookie with black hair in black leather clothes.
Yeah, going around solving mysteries.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we want to see.
So, is that truly is our number one?
That's our number one worst thing. So, our favourite thing about season 4?
Setting everything a year later.
Yes.
Yes, that.
It meant that huge developments could just take place in the blink of an eye.
It gave it more scope, didn't it?
Yeah, it breathed fresh life into the show.
I think really, if it had carried on from where season 3 left off, I think everyone would have. If it had carried on and everything that happened in this season happened like a week later, instead of 9 months or whatever.
Yeah.
Then everyone would have just freaked out and had sort of nervous breakdowns, wouldn't they?
Yes, I agree. Yeah, because the seasons 1 to 3, what's that like, a month?
Is it?
it's some really brief amount of time. So definitely, yeah, no, maybe 2 months. It's not. It's not long. No, it's a really short amount of time when you think about it, when you think about how few days pass. Each episode's like a day and a night.
So they're all going to have nervous breakdowns next season if it just continues, from where we left off.
Like we said, maybe Sookie will take another trip to Fairyland.
Are you thinking, that's going to be a major part of next season?
Fairyland, oh yeah, that's...
Oh, what, we're going to have like a lone Sookie? Because now she's not tied to Eric or Bill or...
Maybe she'll be off doing her own thing.
Yeah.
But mind you, King Russell's back though, so... That's going to... He's a common enemy for everyone, so obviously they're going to have to unite to fight King Russell.
And obviously Alcide's now a single werewolf. But obviously he's not going to be too... He's probably not going to be too fond of Sookie for...
Well, like we said, he's only just broken up with... What's her name? With Debbie. So, and obviously Sookie's killed her, so... And
Sookie blew her face off.
Like we said, it would need another jump of a year for that to... For him to be able to come to terms with that, I think. I don't think he could just jump straight into bed with her after that.
But then Elsie realised Debbie was wrong in a sort of bad way, and that she was back on the V, and she was with that... Marcus, or would have been with that Marcus if time had gone on.
Yeah.
So maybe he just won't be too bothered. Do you think, hey,
I don't
know. Good riddance.
I still think there's a kind of wolf's mate for life thing going on.
Yeah, but he loves Sookie, doesn't he? He's up for Sookie, isn't he?
Yeah, but there's still some. I do believe that there was a connection with him and Debbie.
I think if Debbie was alive and he was given the option, Debbie or Sookie, he would go for Sookie.
Yeah, but knowing that Sookie shot Debbie in the face.
Yeah.
Might kind of cloud his view of her, I reckon.
So, I do believe that's our top 10 worst and best.
Yeah.
The season complete.
Yeah, let us know if you agree or not. Or if there's anything else you think we've missed out. Actually, it was a real struggle coming up with worst things. Credit to the season. It was a struggle to come up with things we really disliked.
It was a good season, wasn't it?
Yeah, there were other things that we liked that we didn't have time to talk about.
So, anyway, I believe we have some news.
Yep, time for some news.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Anna Paquin and Stephen Moyer are both going to lend their voices to a Halloween-themed episode of Disney's Phineas and Ferb.
Yes.
Phineas and Ferb, awesome show.
Yes.
So along with Michael J. Fox, they will play the stars of a teen vampire movie. So it's going to be like a they're going to be doing a Twilight parody.
That's awesome.
That's pretty funny. We'll have to catch that episode when it's on Disney Channel, whatever channel it's on.
Okay, some breaking news now.
Oh yeah, exciting stuff this.
Okay, the legendary actor, Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
Are you ready? Are you ready for this, folks? Has been revealed to be a vampire.
It's true.
Yes.
There's evidence.
There is evidence. Now listen, a photograph has emerged of the actor. It was taken in the year 1870.
Wow. We'll put a link to this photo so you can check it out. It's definitely the Cage.
It's definitely the Cage. I think the hair was better in 1870.
Yes.
But it's definitely the Cage. It's
definitely him. He's a vampire for sure.
Maybe. He'd be good in the Authority, wouldn't he?
Yeah, Nicolas Cage. Oh my God, I would die. That is it. We've found the head of the Authority.
Nicolas Cage. Okay. Time for some spoilers.
Yep, tune out now if you don't want any season 5 spoilers. Spoilers! Writer Rael Tucker and executive producer and writer and all-round godman Alan Ball spoke to TV Guide about some little tidbits about season 5. So first up, Rael said, "I can't say whether she will be back in her present form, but we'll continue to tell Tara's story." So,
Tara will continue.
It's got to mean Vampire Tara, surely.
Okay, Alan Ball on Bill and Eric. He says they've been fighting witches all season, and now they will have to fight the power elite of their own kind.
And Rael Tucker added, "For once in their lives, they need to rely on and trust each other. They team up to face a common enemy." Wow, Team Bill and Eric. I'm up for that.
We enjoyed that towards the end of last season, didn't we?
Yeah, their scenes are always cool together.
According to
Rael,
Russell is back with an interesting new alliance.
Oh, Steve Newlin?
Yeah.
Steve Newlin and Russell together.
Do you think?
I can't see why would Steve Newlin do that, though? Has he become evil, or does he think that by unleashing Russell, he will do more damage to the vampires, because eventually Russell will do so much crazy shit that everyone will just want to take out all the vampires and send them back into their coffins. Maybe that's his plan.
And to get him on side, he had to turn him. That's part of the deal.
Yeah, that's our theory. Let's wait and see. So Rael also had this to say on Sookie and Alcide getting it on together. She said they have a deep friendship and chemistry that we'll continue to explore, but Sookie will be trying to stand on her own 2 feet next season. Oh, good. Good.
Regarding Terry, Rael said, "The ghosts of his past will come back, and he and Arlene are going to be challenged by that." Terry's PTSD comes from a particular incident we'll learn more about.
She also says that Scott Foley's Patrick Devins has a huge part to play in that. So what do you reckon, Emma? What triggered Terry's post-traumatic stress disorder?
Ooh.
Where was he? He was Fallujah, wasn't he? In the Gulf War?
Yeah. That's...
Maybe he saw some... I don't know. Do you think there was a supernatural element? Or do you think it's...
Yeah.
There's some supernatural shit going on in Iraq.
It's still... Yeah.
There's some werewolves in Iraq.
There's some werewolves in the army. Okay. Rael Tucker on Steve Newlin. He said... "He will do what he believes is the righteous thing that God wants him to do, although it will be altered by his new condition."
Whoa. So he's still going to be a man of God?
Still be a man of God, but he's on the dark side as well.
Wow.
Mm.
So does he think it's part of God's plan for him to become a vampire?
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? It's crazy.
Alan Ball went on to say there's a couple of new roles that are going to be very sexy.
And we've sent our CVs in for those.
Yeah.
Our resumes. Rael Tucker said, "There's a strong, mysterious female at the centre of one of our main stories.
She's fierce, one of the strongest women we'll have seen on the show, a force to be reckoned with."
Any ideas from books or Obviously, don't say. But
I reckon it's. I reckon it's a vampire. Maybe she's the head of the authority. Maybe this is more insight to the authority.
Nan Flanagan replacement, but higher up.
Well, Nan was more the AVL, wasn't she? I think. Although they said she was a member of the authority.
Oh, right, yes.
But I reckon she was more to do with the AVL, whereas this new character, I'm hoping, will lead us into the authority and some revelations about that.
So, yeah, that's some
intriguing spoilers.
Yeah, some good spoilers.
As obviously the weeks go on and they start casting more characters, we'll have some more news on that.
So,
I just have one link for you. That's to the amazing article about the fact that Nicolas Cage is a vampire.
Check it
read
out.
Read it. It's amazing. Your mind will be blown.
They will.
And we'll be joining you. When we're going to do another podcast about comics.
Yeah, soon.
A couple of weeks.
Yeah,
couple
of weeks.
We'll see how it goes. We might have a week off. We'll keep you. We'll keep you informed.
Yeah, a week off. Watch a bit of Carnival.
Yeah.
And rock on, dudes, rock on.
Yep, we'll be reading our comics. See you soon.
See you soon.